This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Over 130 years ago, the Kansas Prairie and a family pet were the only observers of a violent mass murder and kidnapping. Today, we'll review the clues of the case that has never been solved.
The history of Ness County, Kansas, recounts a long-ago mystery that has never been solved. In August 1872, two buffalo hunters left their home in Fort Park, now the site of Waukene, Kansas, and embarked on an expedition that was expected to last 6 weeks as they hunted buffalo along the Smoky Hill River and south toward Fort Dodge. George and Richard Jordan were joined by Richard's wife, Mary, a young Swedish boy who worked for them, and the family dog, a Newfoundland named Queen. Traveling in two well-equipped wagons pulled by mule teams, the party did not expect Indian trouble, because a statement issued earlier in the summer by the commanding officer at Fort Leavenworth had declared that Indian hostilities were not expected in the present or any time in the future. 3 weeks into the trip, the father of the two Jordan brothers was awakened by the whimpering of a dog outside his door. Queen had returned alone. And at first, Mr. Jordan supposed the dog had been sent back for chasing buffalo and disrupting the hunting. Later, he tried to get the dog to lead him to the hunting party, but Queen would not go further than the sloping hill to the west of the house. Searches on horseback brought no results. On September 30, a hunter reported finding the ruins of two wagons and harness and some spilled grain sacks labeled R. Jordan. The body of a man was lying near the wagons. 10 privates of the cavalry at Buffalo Station were sent to investigate. They were accompanied by Mary Jordan's younger brother. At the site, they found the bodies of the Jordan brothers and the young boy. All had been scalped, pierced by multiple arrows, and mutilated. They appeared to have been dead 5 or 6 weeks. Lying next to the body of her husband was a sunbonnet and apron identified as belonging to Mary Jordan. A search of the area found small torn pieces of Mary's clothing that were assumed to be left as a trail. The search party followed them to the southwest, but eventually the clothing clues disappeared. There was no other trace of the woman, and she was never seen or heard from again. Discussion of a reward of 10 ponies for the return of Mary Jordan was introduced, but several military generals could not give approval. General Sherman stated that, "So long as ransoms are paid to Indians, they will steal women to use and sell." No one was ever arrested or punished for the crime. Volumes of material have been written about the Jordan Massacre, comparing various search parties' accounts, but they have brought no answers to the multitude of questions about the tragic event. The length of time between the attacks and the discovery, and the harsh open prairie where it occurred, left little evidence of the crime. The one surviving witness to the unimaginable violence was the Newfoundland dog, Queen. And though she was able to telegraph her obvious fear, she was never able to shed other light on what actually happened on that fateful buffalo hunt of long ago. Thanks to Jan Gantz for providing information for this story from her book, Ness County Revisited. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm David Miller in Garden City, Kansas.
If you'd like to help us tell the tales of the people, places, and events in your town or county, please contact us through our website at hppr.org.